The Soil and Landscape Grid of Australia uses some quite remarkable opportunities in technology for Australia to understand its landscapes in a quite new way. The partners in the project imagined what the future could and should look like. Effectively, we've jumped to the future rather than built from the past. But to get there, we've made the most of this great richness of our historic legacy data. We've used the opportunities here that have arisen from the great advances in information technology to make sure that this information is easily, freely, fully accessible to anyone who wants to use it and any way that they want to use it. This has been the result of a major collaborative effort. One of the largest ever attempted in Australian soil science includes CSIRO, the state and federal governments, University of Sydney, Geoscience Australia, and the glue that the Terrestrial Ecosystem Research Network, that we call TERN, was able to provide. We built this new form of soil information in this way because it is clear that this sort of information is what's needed to underpin the decision-making processes around our social, economic, and environmental futures. We see the soil and landscape grid being widely used over time by all those who need data about the landscape, from farming groups, urban and regional planners, developers, others in industry. We think it's a wide list.